Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, March 2nd, 2018. On this day in 1983, compact discs and players were released for the first time into international markets, having previously been available only in Japan. The first murder sentence against illegal street racers in Germany has been lifted. On Thursday, the Federal High Court of Justice held an appeal in Karlsruhe against two men who had been sentenced by the Berlin Regional Court to life imprisonment for murder after an illegal car race. The two men, who were then 24 and 26 years old, were on the Kurfürstendamm in the city center, driving up to 170 kilometers per hour on the night of February 1, 2016, driving through 11 crossroads and several red lights, causing a crash resulting in the death of another driver. The 69-year-old victim had no chance. His car was thrown more than 70 meters, and he died at the scene of the accident. From the viewpoint of the regional court, the speeders have accepted the death of others in order to win. The two of them had acted complicitly with conditional intent and had used the car as a murder weapon. In addition to life imprisonment for murder, they were deprived of their driving licenses for life. The Federal Supreme Court did not consider a resolution to be substantiated by the regional court. It is a prerequisite for a murder sentence. The federal court dismissed the case to another chamber of the regional court for retrial. The two speeders can now hope for a much milder punishment. In cases of negligent killing, the framework ranges from fines to 5 years imprisonment. Maximilian Wojcicki, joint plaintiff in the trial and son of the murdered motorist, had hoped that the criminal conviction in Karlsruhe would endure, as he is still suffering from the senseless death of his father. Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD has already decided who will be the new Berlin police chief in a few weeks' time and will succeed Klaus Kant. Geisel does not intend to publicly announce the identity of the personnel until he has introduced them to the Senate, however. Several names are already circulating in the authority itself, but all is being kept secretive. The sudden dismissal of Kant on Monday of this week and the statements by Geisel that he has committed himself to the succession suggests that everything is already in place. So far, it has been confirmed that the chief of police and his or her deputy will be staffed by an internal and an external person, and that one of the two positions is being taken over by a woman. The new chief of police is also said to be a lawyer. Interior Senator Geisel said that political party lines will not play a role in the appointments. Two Berlin names repeatedly mentioned are Klaus Zuck, head of the Department for Security in the Interior Authority, and Andreas Zito, head of the Police Directorate 3. Both have a very good reputation, but would not represent a new beginning within the police department. In this context, the name Sven Kurenbach, the Director of Criminal Investigations at the Federal Criminal Police Office, is also mentioned in background discussions. He has made a name for himself as an Islamist hunter, but has less administrative experience. The former Potsdam police chief Rainer Kahn is also a candidate, but at 62 years of age, he is likely to be too old for the position. The name of Uwe Sieber, president of the Federal Standby Police, is also mentioned. However, Sieber has only been in the position since last summer. So far, no names have been leaked with regard to the female personnel. 22 projects will receive a total of 5.2 million euros from the Lotto Foundation Berlin. The organization announced on Thursday that the distribution of the funds was decided by the Board of Trustees at its first meeting this year. For example, the foundation is supporting the conversion of 12 apartments for grant recipients above the street art museum Urban Nation in Schöneberg with 350,000 euros. In this way, artists with a connection to the museum will be able to stay in Berlin. A grant of 200,000 euros will benefit performances of the large Faust production by former Volksbühne director Frank Kasdorf. The piece is to be shown several times in May 2018 at the Haus der Berliner Festspiele. Another funded project is one in which disadvantaged young people can use a flight simulator to guide them in their careers. And in Friedrichshain, the funds will be used to transform an old cemetery chapel into a cultural center. The Lotto Foundation supports cultural and sporting projects and pursues charitable aims. How much money is paid out depends on the number of lottery bets. of every euro played at Lotto Berlin, at least 20 cents is donated to the foundation. Berlin is to receive more taxis that are suitable for wheelchair users. On Thursday, people with disabilities and taxi companies called on the Social Affairs Committee of the Senate to quickly initiate the restructuring subsidies planned for this purpose. There are currently only 13 suitable taxis available for the 60,000 Berliners in wheelchairs. Most customers in wheelchairs have to book a trip 3 days in advance. According to Gerlinde Benzuk of the State Association for Self-Help, a minimum of 250 so-called inclusion taxis would be necessary for wheelchair users in Berlin. Social Senator Elke Breitenbach of the Left announced that from the middle of the year, almost half a million euros will be released for the conversion of taxis. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.